Chapter 31, Isaiah's Good News for All the Nations. To Isaiah it was given to make very plain to Judah that many who were not descendants of Abraham after the flesh were to be numbered among the Israel of God. This teaching was not in harmony with the theology of his age, yet he fearlessly proclaimed the message and brought hope to many a heart reaching out after the spiritual blessings promised to the seed of Abraham. Isaiah is very bold, Paul declares, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not, I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. Often the Israelites seemed unable or unwilling to understand God's purpose for the heathen. Yet it was this very purpose that had established them as an independent nation. Abraham, their father, had been called to go forth to the regions beyond, that he might be a light bearer to the heathen. The promise to him included a posterity as numerous as the sand by the sea, yet it was for no selfish purpose that he was to become the founder of a great nation in Canaan. God's covenant with him embraced all the nations of earth. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. RSV. Shortly before the birth of Isaac, the child of promise, God's purpose for mankind was again made plain: all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. The all-embracing terms of this covenant were familiar to Abraham's children and grandchildren, that the Israelites might be a blessing to the nations and God's name might be made known throughout all the earth. They were delivered from Egyptian bondage. If obedient, they were to be far in advance of other peoples in wisdom. But this supremacy was to be maintained only in order that through them the purpose of God for all nations of earth might be fulfilled. The marvelous providences connected with Israel's deliverance from Egyptian bondage and with their occupancy of the promised land led many of the heathen to recognize the God of Israel as the supreme ruler. Even proud Pharaoh was constrained to acknowledge his power. Go, serve the Lord, he urged Moses, and bless me also. The advancing hosts of Israel found that the mighty workings of God had gone before them. In wicked Jericho a heathen woman said, The Lord your God, he is God in heaven above, and in earth beneath. By faith Rahab perished not with them that believed not. And her conversion was not an isolated case. The Gibeonites renounced heathenism and united with Israel, sharing the blessings of the covenant. No distinction of nationality, race, or caste is recognized by God. All men are one by creation, all are one through redemption. Christ came to demolish every wall of partition, to throw open every compartment of the temple courts, that every soul may have free access to God. His love is so broad, so deep, so full, that it penetrates everywhere. It lifts out of Satan's influence those who have been deluded by his deceptions and places them within reach of the throne of God. All the ends of the world, the psalmist was inspired to sing, shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. The heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms, to serve the Lord. Had Israel been true to her trust, all the nations of earth would have shared in her blessings. But as God's purpose was lost sight of, the heathen came to be looked on as beyond the pale of his mercy. The nations were overspread with a veil of ignorance, the love of God was little known, error and superstition flourished. Such was the prospect that greeted Isaiah. Yet he was not discouraged, for ringing in his ears was the chorus of the angels, the whole earth is full of his glory. And his faith was strengthened by visions of glorious conquests by the church of God when the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. The captivity brought good news to many. To the prophet was given a revelation of the beneficent design of God in scattering impenitent Judah among the nations of earth. My people shall know my name, the Lord declared. In their exile they were to impart to others a knowledge of the living God. Many among the strangers were to learn to love Him as their Creator and Redeemer. They were to begin the observance of His holy Sabbath as a memorial of His creative power. All the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Many of these converts from heathenism would unite with the Israelites and accompany them on the return journey to Judea. They should thenceforth be numbered among spiritual Israel, His church on earth. The sons of the stranger, that join themselves to the Lord, to serve Him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The prophet was permitted to look down the centuries to the advent of the promised Messiah. Many were being led astray by false teachers, others were not bringing true holiness into the life practice. The outlook seemed hopeless, but soon before the eyes of the prophet was spread a wondrous vision. He saw the Son of Righteousness, and, lost in admiration, he exclaimed, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." This glorious light of the world was to bring salvation to every nation and people. The prophet heard the Eternal Father declare, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." RSV, see also. Looking on still farther through the ages, the prophet saw the bearers of the glad tidings of salvation going to the ends of the earth. He heard the commission, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out, hold not back, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For, your descendants will possess the nations." RSV. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who bringeth good tidings, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, "Thy God reigneth." The prophet, Isaiah, heard the voice of God calling, that the way might be prepared for the ushering in of his everlasting kingdom. The message was plain. "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." The Church takes the good news to the world. These prophecies are today meeting fulfillment in the benighted regions of earth. Missionaries have been likened by the prophet to ensigns set up for the guidance of those looking for the light of truth. In that day the Lord will extend His hand yet a second time to recover the remnant which is left of His people. He will raise an ensign for the nations, and will assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. RSV. Among all nations the Lord sees men and women praying for light. They grope as blind men. But they are honest in heart. With no knowledge of the written law of God nor of His Son Jesus, they have revealed the working of a divine power on mind and character. At times those who have no knowledge of God aside from that which they have received under the operations of divine grace have protected His servants at the risk of their own lives. The Holy Spirit is implanting the grace of Christ in the heart of many a noble seeker after truth, quickening his sympathies contrary to his former education. The light, which lighteth every man, is shining in his soul, and, if heeded, will guide his feet to the kingdom of God. God will not permit any soul to be disappointed in his longing for something higher and nobler than anything the world can offer. Constantly he is sending his angels to those who, surrounded by discouraging circumstances, pray in faith for some power higher than themselves to bring deliverance and peace. In various ways God will place them in touch with providences that will establish their confidence in the one who has given himself a ransom for all. Unto all the upright in heathen lands there ariseth light in the darkness. God hath spoken, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, I will lead them in paths that they have not known, I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight.